The first thing that I see is making sure that we're taking care of the facilities that we have right now. We need to be thoughtful about budgeting for capital outlay and make sure that we have a plan to address the needs at buildings in a timely manner. So taking a look at the ages of roofs and other infrastructure issues to make sure that we've been thoughtful about taking care of what we've got already. The other thing that's really important is making sure we have a strong understanding of demographic trends in our area, as well as what's happening with Fort Riley, to really understand growth and decline. One thing that we're seeing, again, in the state and the nation is a drop in public school enrollment and also less kids coming into the pipeline. So we need to be pretty conscientious about demographic trends. The other thing that I hear often in general, people have strong opinions. If you've been into the middle school, and I have two kids in there, those hallways are packed. If you have a high school student, you're probably pretty concerned that there's so many students in there, and it's really big, and, you know, you probably want a new high school. So, you know, one of the things that I think that we really need to be thoughtful about in any kind of the planning is the idea of property value. What I hear from folks is a little bit of a concern right now about perhaps not investing in our existing Manhattan communities. We have, you know, projected growth in Pott County. But what I hear from people living in older neighborhoods, that really affects property values when we don't have schools in the neighborhood and we're not putting new things in there to increase their values. So that's one of the things that I think we should be a little bit more thoughtful about, because it does have a big impact on homeowners and their property values. In terms of early learning, you know, there has been so much research in the past 10 to 20 years about brain development and the importance of having quality learning environments for that ages 3 to 5. Ideally, we would see at the state level that there would be adoption of universal pre-K as part of the public education system. And that's going to take money not just for facilities, but also for personnel and operations. And it's going to require an ongoing investment from our own community. We know from long-term that early child care is not an area that the private market has been able to address, and it's going to take investment from our community. And you've probably heard from other guests, there's a severe child care shortage crisis as well. So we really need to be thoughtful about working together with the school district and the community to find a solution that works for parents, that will provide good quality learning opportunities for our kids. So we have two really great early learning facilities right now that are connected to the school. And I know that there is some private investment and grants being put into early learning centers. So having conversations with those folks to make sure that we have a coordinated plan to address the community's needs for facilities and those services is really where I think we need to go.